So, are you focusing a lot on your email open rates? Look, it's easy to do, but those numbers may not be telling you the full story. It's time to look at the bigger picture when it comes to your email marketing metrics. Hey there, Storyteller. Welcome to the Storytelling Meets Branding podcast. I'm your host, Danielle, or you could just call me your strategy-obsessed storytelling enthused copywriter of Kayo Media Publishing. The Storytelling Meets Branding podcast is your hub for freshly brewed insights on amplifying your coaching business with the power of storytelling. So grab your favorite cup of coffee or tea and let's chat about how you can boldly and authentically stand out for your dream clients. Hey there, welcome back to the Storytelling Meets Branding podcast. I am so glad that you're joining me here on this episode where we're chatting about what really matters in email marketing metrics. And why your open rates could be lying to you, okay? So, you know, there's this illusion with high open rates. It's great that you have high open rates. Don't get me wrong here, all right? A high open rate can easily make you feel like your emails are hitting the mark. You probably even think you're connecting with your ideal clients on a deeper level, but, you know, they don't really tell the full story. And I'm going to explain more about this because I just don't want you looking at one thing when you look at those email marketing metrics and think that, oh, I am good to go. Because just because someone opens your email doesn't mean they're engaging with it in a meaningful way. That's the same. You could, you know, compare this or equate that to your social media posts showing up on someone's social feed. Yeah, they see it, but are they engaging with it by actually going to your page and booking you or inboxing you to book you, right? Same thing, same context. So think about how many times you've opened an email only to close it seconds later. It's just same context. You saw somebody's social media post on your feed and you know you just scroll right past it. You didn't engage with it to see, okay, I need this service or program, and so I'm going to inbox this person, or I'm going to go to their page to go to their link in bio or something like that to sign up. So same thing. A open rate is, you know, it's just, it's a first impression. It's the start of a conversation, but it's not the whole dialogue. And if you're an online coach, you know that you want more than that. Okay. So, and when I say more, you want those click-through rates. Those are the more telling statistics in it all. So click-through rates, they show how many people not only open your email, but also took that additional step to interact with the content. You know, this is where the rubber meets the road. Whatever type of coach that you are, whether you are a business coach, a wellness coach, career coach, finance coach, you want to move people to action. So a good click-through rate is a better indication of what of that you're doing just that. So what does this mean for your business? When someone clicks a link in your email, it shows that they are interested enough to want to learn more. You know, these clicks are a micro commitment, a small step on the path to becoming a loyal client. So high click-through rates, they, you know, they're great. they're telling you, okay, you're getting business here, right? You're getting inquiries, okay? So, you know, think about your click-through rates right now. After you finish listening to this episode, go and take a look at your email marketing metrics and see, okay, are people signing up for your program? Are they buying your course? Are they signing up for a consultation? Are they signing up for a webinar or event or whatever it is that you have? Because, you know, at the end of the day, if you're an online coach, your email marketing should lead your ideal clients on a path to a specific action. And it's those conversion rates that tell you if you are guiding them in an effective way. So if you're seeing high conversion rates, you are in a great place. If not, then it's time to reevaluate your email content, your calls to actions, all of that, you know. Subject lines, they typically will get people to open up your email if your subject lines in the preview text is good, but you want to get them to stay, right? So that's where you need to reevaluate the actual email content inside, reevaluate the calls to actions, and your overall email marketing strategy, okay? Hopefully this is helpful for you. I hope so, because I don't want you just looking at one part of a thing. It's just like being on social media and just looking at likes and followers. So don't have that type of vibe in your email marketing content. You don't need to have that type of vibe on social media either. So you want to think deeper. You want to bring in business, right? So click-through rates matter. You are in this for the long term. So build a solid email strategy that takes, you know, people on a clear buyer's journey. And when you build this strategy, know that it takes time, it takes consistent effort, and a willingness to adapt. It's all about experimenting. Marketing in general is all about experimenting, you know? Don't be swayed by one single metric. Keep your eye on your open rates, sure, but also keep them on those click-through rates and conversions to get a full view of how everything is going. So hopefully this is helpful for you. I hope that you are, you know, encouraged to have a more balanced and comprehensive approach to understanding your email marketing metrics. So thanks again for tuning in to the Storytelling Meets Branding podcast, and I will chat with you soon.